This is Ted Kennedy. Is President Bush serious about vetoing the minimum wage bill? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, what gives with President Bush's intransigence on the minimum wage? He negotiated on every other major issue that divides us. Aid to the Contras, the budget compromise, the savings and loan rescue. Why not the minimum wage? To millions of low-income Americans, the answer is obvious. The president doesn't even care enough to listen to their case. The message is clear. Kinder and gentler doesn't mean them. For 50 years, the minimum wage has been part of the nation's social contract. It's a promise by America to every citizen. If you work for a living, you don't have to live in poverty. You Republicans like to talk tough about forcing welfare mothers to take jobs, Al, but when it comes to a fair day's pay for a full day's work, you're nowhere in sight. Does President Bush really want to go down in history as the first president to veto the minimum wage?
Ted, this passionate and obsessive crusade for a minimum wage increase has gummed up your gray matter. Saying that the president doesn't even care about low-income Americans, that won't cut it. In fact, President Bush has negotiated on the minimum wage. It's your side that's stubborn as a mule. He's ready to raise the minimum, but not by burying America's small businesses or punishing young and unskilled workers as your proposal would do. The president wants a good, solid increase to $4.25 per hour. And his plan includes a 6-month training wage pegged at the current minimum wage that employers can pay to new workers. With your plan, Ted, those workers lose, not win. We just have to help workers to better handle an increasingly complex world. They need basic skills and good, honest-to-God employment opportunities. The training wage gives them that single key, Ted. A political wage hike without it only locks their doors tight. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.